Blog Talk Radio.
That playing, right? That playing?
No.
No?
There's a place near to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
They bring to me.
How I long once more to be.
Once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by his wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious
years
of memory. Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I
long
once more to be.
With my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious dreams of memory.
Oh, what
joy
they bring to me. With my friends at the old country church.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Pastor Kenny Powers here. Glad to be in here this morning. And let's go ahead and open up with prayer this beautiful Sunday morning. Thank you, Father, for this beautiful morning and for this word that you've given us, Father. Brings us so much wisdom and knowledge and understanding, Father. Helps us to know your ways and your truth, Father. And this morning I'm going to ask that you bless your servant with your spirit and everyone within the sound of my voice will be blessed by your word, Father, and that their minds and ears will be open and willing to accept your word. I ask this to be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. I haven't been behind the pulpit in a little while. So we're going to pick up here in Romans chapter 1 this morning. So I'll give you a minute to get there. Romans chapter 1. This is one of my favorite chapters in the Bible. It is a kind of a systematic breakdown of mankind, where we start and where we end it because of sin in our lives and why we need Jesus Christ. All right, praise God. Let's get into it. Verse 1, chapter 1 of Romans. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised before by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all the nations, for his name, among whom are ye also called of Jesus Christ. To all that be in Rome, beloved of grace, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I may make mention of you always in my prayers, making request if by any means now at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift to the end ye may be established. That is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith both of you and me. Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purposed to come unto you, but was led hither hereto, that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles. I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the corruptible God unto an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and to four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature, and likewise also the man, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working with that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind, to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who, knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. And we'll just ask the blessing of the reading of this, your word this morning, Father, that you bring forth from this message, Father, that which all of your people need to hear. We ask this to be done in Jesus' name. Once again, amen. All right, so this is one of my favorite chapters of the Bible. It seems to me like a systematic breakdown of mankind and why that happens. It goes into homosexuality. It goes into a lot of things, how they come about and why they come about. This is clearly explained and clearly defined here for us all. So there's really no mystery, and I don't really understand why there's gay churches and this kind of nonsense going on, because there's no, it's clearly spelled out right here in Romans chapter 1 that that's not godly. So as strong a faith as Paul had, right, he always seemed to start off telling us he was a servant, right? He didn't come across as a master, right? He did command respect, right? But he did not come across as a master. And we should follow his humility as an example, right, for leadership and to lead others to Christ and to stand firm until the end, which he did. All right, so let's get into this chapter 1 here, verse 1. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. So, right, he's a teacher, right? He is separated, right, unto the gospel of God. God has called me to be a teacher. God may have called you, right, to teach. We are all actually supposed to be servants of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are all supposed to be teaching, right? It's not so much a title of pastor as it is by example, right? You're supposed to walk that walk, right? It's not what you say, it's what you do. It's how you live, right? We call it here in America, I guess, walking the talk, right? Because anyone can talk the talk, right? But how many can walk what they say, mean what they say, right? And I've taught this over the years many times. The hardest thing in life to do, and it's really hard. It takes a lot of work, but it's doable. And you can do it, is to not be a hypocrite. It takes work, but it can be done. You can be authentic. You can always be honest, right? You don't have to be a hypocrite. But I will tell you, it's easy. It's a lot of work. And that old devil, he's always on you every chance he can get, trying to trip you up and make you see, aha, look, he stumbled and fell down. He's a bad man. He's always there trying to trip us up. We are separated unto the gospel of God. So the good news, gospel, right? The Lord Jesus Christ is the good news, right? So we are separated from this world. A lot of times we forget that, right? We work in the world, but we kind of forget that we are supposed to be separated from the world, right? Not meaning we don't acknowledge who these people are, but we don't live in sin. We don't make those agreements that those people do in the world to live in sin, right? So we are separated. All right, verse 2, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, which he has. Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ has prophesied, I believe, in every single book in the Old Testament, which is still, I still find interesting how the Jews kind of missed the bus, so to speak. They didn't recognize the Messiah, right? And, you know, this is a thing they should have been all knowing and accepting and waiting for, right? Always being looking out for. And this is why Jesus is telling us about the parable, right, with those with the candles, right, that they had enough oil, right, to stay lit, right, and they were watching. See, this is the thing. We always got to be watching so we are ready when the master comes. Amen? We always want to be ready to go, right? Then we don't want to get ready, because when we have to get ready, that takes time. We want to be ready now. Amen? All right, verse 3. Concerning his son, Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh. Amen. So he is a descendant of David. So he is the lion of the tribe of Judah, because David came from the tribe of Judah. Amen. So he is the lion of the tribe of Judah. So he is made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. That goes up to 7 verses here with semicolons. So I'll break down this a little bit. Verse 4 here. So he is declared to be the Son of God because he was born of a virgin. Like Adam was perfect without sin, right? But he didn't have a mom or a dad. His daddy was God, right? And so Eve was created from the rib from Adam. So the next baby created, right, without a physical man was Jesus Christ. And he was, because that was how he became perfect. A virgin wasn't used to, right, to carry the Son of God. To fulfill the righteousness, right? Because he had to be born of a virgin, right? That way he wasn't born in sin. So that's why when we put our trust in him, right, and we are baptized in Jesus' name, we're laid back in that water. That's in Romans chapter 6, right? We come up out of that water, right? We are raised from the dead with him. Amen? We're planted. Like when you die physically, you're buried. So you get planted. So when you lay back in that water and you come up out of that water in Jesus' name, you're baptized in Jesus' name. Okay? Then you take part in his resurrection. Amen? Become a born-again child of the living God. So it's according to the Spirit of holiness. See, because he was born as a virgin, from a Virgin Mary, he had no sin. So according to that, he had a spirit of holiness. Amen? He had no sin. So he was a holy man. By the resurrection of the dead, he came up back to life. He raised from the dead, he took our sins. Verse 5, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name. And God has given me a lot of grace. And, you know, I am an apostle. I am a teacher of the good news. The gospel, that good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. But it takes obedience to this faith in Jesus Christ. Can't just quit, right? It gets tough. I mean, the devil is on me every day telling me how bad Pastor Tony is right behind me. He's doing that all day, every day, telling me that that man right behind me, Pastor Tony, right, is bad. He's tearing his church down. He's a bad example, right? And he's going to do that. If you're going to help a little old lady across the street, you will get a beat down. The enemy will smack you down, right? And he will have you convinced, right, that what you see is truth. He's trying to convince you that what you see is truth from God's word. It's really a lie. And that's the world around us, see. That's what they're accepting. They're accepting a lie as a fact, right? And they see truth or freedom as slavery, oftentimes today. They don't view freedom as freedom. The enemy is good about that switching around, right? That's the thing with the enemy, right? He'll move. He moves around. That's how you know if it's from the Holy Spirit, because God don't change. If it comes from the Spirit and it's according to his word and it don't move, you pray about it, right? But the enemy is always wanting to move around. Now, he's an imitator, but he's not a duplicator. That devil is not a duplicator at all. He's a fake and a fraud. You can make $1 million overnight, just send us $59.95, right? It sounds great, but it'll destroy you. That's what he wants. Okay, among whom, verse 6, are ye also the called of Jesus Christ? See, Christ is the anointed one, right? Jesus is his name. Amen? So it would be, I guess it's Jesus, the anointed one. So Christ means the anointed one. So we are called by him. And we are called of him. Amen. To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints. Now, what's a saint? Is that the New Orleans football team or what? What is that? It is New Orleans football team. But a saint, right, is a born-again child of the living God. Now, how many saints are there on earth today? A lot. And you and all of you better be a saint as well, right? Amen? We want to make heaven our home. We have to be a born-again child of the living God. So called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. All right, so here we're going to get into it here, verse 8. First, I want to thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. That's an incredible thing. We've got YouTube going on this morning. Got to get the iPad charged, so I'm using my phone. You know, we have wireless speaker here, so I'm speaking through that speaker. We're going through Blog Talk Radio, so it's going, the audio is going out worldwide and YouTube. So we are being heard around the world. I don't know where this will go. I've got a friend of mine from Uganda. And, you know, he's always thanking God for what I'm doing. Honestly, I don't really know all what I'm doing. That's right. But I'm getting this something out there that he's thanking God for, and it's helping him. You don't have to go to college. You don't have to know everything. You don't have to be really smart. What you have to do is be willing and obedient. Amen? You just have to be willing and obedient and get that message out there. That's it. God will take care of the work. God does the work. We just are a vessel. Amen? We are a tool, right? Like when I used to be a mechanic. A wrench, right, is a tool, right? I put in the work, right, but the work, or the wrench was the tool. So without the tool, I couldn't get anything done. You and I are like a tool. Amen? So we have to be willing to be used by God. And for that, we have to be walking in righteousness so God can use us. So we can be that tool to turn, right, and adjust the world that we live in. God can work through us to make those adjustments. But we ourselves have to be willing and obedient and doing a lot of things we don't like, going places we don't want. saying things that we're not really comfortable with. You've heard Pastor Tony tell us about telling that girl to shut up, right? He never told no woman to shut up in front of an audience, right? This is just something the Spirit, you know, I mean, we got to obey. See, He is the boss. We are the servants. Amen? He knows all things about all people we don't know. So it's not necessarily that girl, right? It was those demons inside of that girl wanting to keep still. Amen? So we have to have that faith that's spoken of throughout the whole world. So you just do what God calls you to do. You don't worry about what people think of you or how many millions of people you're reaching or if you're not reaching anybody, right? You let God focus on that. You just focus on obedience. There may be two people that ever show up to this church. We could reach millions. That doesn't make sense to me. And that's the problem. I'm not a smart man. When we put what we think into it, we start, I think, limiting God because we have to figure out nobody is showing up, so no one. But, you know, I went to church as a kid, and I didn't pay attention. Church was always full. I didn't pay attention. So not everyone who's going to church is there to hear the truth from the gospel, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Some people just go to meet, you know, to have a little picnic every Sunday, right? So not everybody that goes to church is there to learn. Amen? All right, verse 9. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers. Amen. So we always need to pray without ceasing. That means you never stop praying, right? And, you know, we just need to focus on doing what God wants us to do. So if something comes to you, you need to pray about somebody through the Spirit, you pray. So it's you don't have to know who they are or what their name is or even what country they're in right now. You just, I shared this before, but God had got me out of bed. I mean, like wide awake, like a bunch of cold water poured on me. It was like 2 a.m. to pray for my second grade teacher. That woman was old when I was in second grade. I was thinking, there's no way this woman is still alive, right? I'm thinking, there's no way, right? I did what he told me to do. So you do what God tells you to do and leads you to do, right? You leave the rest up to him, right? We are servants. Amen? All right. 10, making request if by any means now at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. For I long to see you that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift to the end ye may be established. See, the key word here in this little verse, is the word may. It's not his power, right? So don't, it's a three-letter word. It's easy to miss, right? Making request if by any means know at length I might have a prosperous, okay, verse 11, for I long to see you that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift. Okay, may. Right, it's not his gifts. I can't give you $1 million because I don't have it. It's like Peter, right? Money, gold and silver I do not have, but unto you, right, I give. So this is the good news is free, people. Amen? So we always need to be willing to give it away free. There's no reason why we have to hold that to ourselves. If we know the truth shall set us free, but we have to give it to others. Why wouldn't you want other people to be free? The enemy's out here selling slavery today as freedom. Everywhere you look. That's all he does, is sell slavery as freedom. Everywhere you turn. In every country you turn to. So, these are the gifts of the Spirit in 1 Corinthians 14, chapter 14. There are 9 spiritual gifts, right? Is that right? I have that number right. There we go. So, those spiritual gifts you can find in 1 Corinthians chapter 14. But they are God's gifts. Amen? And I've had some of them. Pastor's had some of them. Brother Dennis has had some of them. I'm hoping we can all have more of them. Because they're definitely something we can use, right, to forward the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. All right. 12, that is that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith, both you and me. Now, the comforter is another word for the Holy Spirit, right? Now, why do we call him the comforter? Because he keeps us calm. He calms us down. The world that we live in is got a lot of noise and distractions, and we're always seem like we're upset about different kinds of things that go on because the enemy doesn't want us to have peace. Right? That comforter brings us peace. That Holy Spirit brings us peace that we have to have to make heaven our home. Because if we're not calmed down, right, we're not have peace inside, right, no one will want what we have to say. We will be too angry and upset and bothered all the time, and we will not be able to reach anybody. 13, now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purposed to come unto you, but was led hitherto that I may have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles. So what he meant by here is, but was let hitherto. What does that mean? That means the Spirit's moving him around. In fact, I came to church this morning. I had no message prepared, right? I did no Bible study, right? I had no message, right? I teach through the Spirit. I don't prepare a lesson a week in advance. I don't know what I'm going to say 1 minute before I open my Bible. And I ran late this morning. I even forgot my Bible at home. So Pastor Tony let me have his. So God does the teaching, not me. Amen? The Spirit does the teaching, right? And God does the reaching, right? We want to reach other people. We all use the word, I want to reach people. The truth is, with God's word, he does the reaching, but we got to do the teaching, right? We are that wrench, that tool, right? But we have to be available for the Spirit to work through to reach people so he can reach people, amen? So it's God doing the reaching, the Father, amen? So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are in Rome also. And likewise, we should always be prepared to preach this good news to everyone within the sound of our voice. 16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. So, I see that I got a couple T-shirts with this quote on it. It's a famous quote out of the scriptures, right? Romans 1:16. But how many of us are ashamed of that gospel today? You know? So for Paul isn't, because that's what he's saying. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. See, the good news itself, right, is that power of salvation. If you're not out here helping people somehow with some good news, with some scripture, right? See, you're either helping people or you're hurting people. You have to pick a side and you have to stick with it. You can't just be in the middle. That's that church of Laodicea, right? It was lukewarm. What we call in America straddling the fence, right? Sitting on the fence, half on one side, half on the other. That's not going to work. It doesn't work when you sit on the fence. It's not working anywhere else in life. You have to pick one side, and you got to stick with that. I prefer you stick with righteousness. Amen? But that's between you and Almighty God. But if you don't want to be a Christian, then do us all a favor, right, and quit. I hate saying that. That's a horrible thing to say, but I don't like fake and frauds. That's not helping the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Stop being useful tools for the enemy to pervert the faith and to water down salvation. Because we don't need any more of that. So, it's salvation to everyone that believes. See, the key word here in this little verse, and it's a great verse. It really is. It's an amazing verse. Is believing. It don't work if you don't believe. It doesn't matter how many years you go to the same church and say hallelujah and thank you, Jesus, and show up for every church service that's open if you don't believe. What value is that? That's no value. That doesn't mean anything. So you got to have that belief to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Well, for us, it would be the Gentiles, right, the non-Jewish people. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. So let's go over that a little slower here. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. So what does that mean? Therein. So right there, you got to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's faith. That this entire Bible actually means what it says. Amen? Pastor Tony's going back through Genesis, the Old Testament. So it's faith that from, you know, in the beginning was God, right until the end of Revelation, that it's actually all true. Because if it's not true, then why would you go to church every Sunday? Why are you darkening a doorstep? Why do you listen to messages you don't believe in? What gain is that? See, you're not fooling anyone. People know by how you walk, how you live, whether you're righteous. You have righteousness or not. The just shall live by faith. So, right? I'm prepared to meet my Maker. I pray everyone here within the sound of my voice is prepared to meet their Maker today or tonight, whenever you're watching this video, listening to this message. That you're not concerned that you go to sleep and you don't wake up. Right? You wake up and you're absent with the body and present with the Lord. Right, the just shall live by faith. So, you don't have to have that concern about so much about the flesh. That walking in righteousness is your concern, not what people think of you, not how you dress or right what you drive or any of this nonsense. Amen. So the just shall live by faith, and when you live by faith, you have that peace inside that passes. Like David was talking about, I believe, it passes all understanding. Right? I mean, you can read it in all the Psalms. right? He was depressed and upset, and there's people trying to kill him, and right? But he always took courage, and he took to God, and thank God, right, each time that God's going to take care of it. Amen? So God's going to take care of your problems, but you got to have that belief. Amen? See, you got to have that faith. That really means what it says. So you have something to stand on. Amen? Because there's nothing out here in this world that's steady that you can stand on. The world moves around. Like I was telling you earlier about the enemy, always moving around. Well, the devil in this world moves around, right? We have to be steady. We have to stand firm. Amen? All right, 18. Here comes the bad part. We're talking about Deuteronomy 28. It's a kind of the breakdown of the good stuff and the bad stuff that happens to your life. It's a great chapter if you've never read it. Deuteronomy 28. It's a really good chapter. You can read that for yourself. All right, verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, which hold the truth in unrighteousness. Now, what does all that mean? There's people out here, like I was saying, you know, they're selling slavery as freedom, right? They're holding the truth in unrighteousness. They're selling it as something else, right? They're saying it's okay to live in sin. It's okay to walk in darkness. You can just sin and... Was that one of those churches that you was telling me about up here? And right, they have you before the church, and if they'll accept you, well, hallelujah, brother and sister, you got salvation. That's not what my Bible says. That's not how you get salvation. See, they're making it right. They're making it a lie. That's what the enemy has done. He'll infiltrate your life, your family, your friends, your job, your church, anything in life, he's going to infiltrate. See, it's not the enemy from another country with another race or another gender or whatever that's going to destroy you. It's going to be the enemy within, because it's really effective attacking us from within, from our own families. It's what we accept within ourselves that'll eat us up. It's like a cancer, right? And it will absolutely destroy us if we let it. This is why we need to stand firm on God's word. We need to stay in God's word so you have that whole armor of truth, you know, like a shield, right? Like the knights will have all the steel armor, right? So the sword of truth, amen, that we are armed with, that lets us slay that dragon, that enemy. But see, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. Yes, I'm concerned about the evil going on in our country and around the world and in my own family. Right? But these people know right from wrong. Now, we'll get down to that in this chapter. Yeah, I may be here a little bit longer this morning. But see, they know right from wrong. Nobody can say, well, I didn't know. I wasn't told. You know, you know what is wrong. Verse 19, because that which may be known of God is manifest. What does manifest mean? Made known. Everybody can see it, right? This is a bottle of Gatorade, right? Everybody can see that, right? It's manifest. We can all see it. Everybody knows what it is. It's orange, right? So, right, everybody knows what it is, right? Like murder is known. Everybody knows Cain killed Abel, right, with a stone. So, right, it's manifest. There's no hiding it. For God has showed it unto them. God tells us everything. He knows it. He tells us all. We're not without excuse. We know it's wrong to steal or to murder or to destroy. I see it on TV once in a while, right? They're just out destroying people's property. They're killing people. They know that's wrong. God has told them it's wrong. You and I know it's wrong. He's told all of us what is wrong. See? For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. I mean, somebody made all this. Who made the heaven and the earth? We got to say the Big Bang Theory? Come on. Our DNA is all different. Twins have different DNA. Everybody's got different fingerprints. I mean, they're still collecting fingerprints, I'm assuming, right? So, what are you going to tell me, that's a Big Bang Theory? I don't think so. That is intelligent life. We are all unique. We are all different. And I thank God for that. But see, there's people that still, they're always going to be, because they want to live in sin and justify it. They don't want to live free. And the enemy's always going to trap you into trappings of life. Money and power, if you want to read Ecclesiastes, you can read about Solomon, King Solomon in, you know, in 1 and 2 Kings, 1 and 2 Chronicles, talks about that, what God gave him. It's important to study Proverbs and Ecclesiastes and Solomon's life. The reason why is because God gave him more wisdom than any other man before or after. So there's important stuff we can really kind of only learn from his life. And man, he had the women, 700 wives, 300 concubines, like 20,000 horses. The man was loaded, right? He had gold. Everybody came to him for wisdom, right? And knowledge and understanding that he had from God. But power and money too much will corrupt you. That's the danger of it. It's not bad in itself. It's what the enemy will do with it in your life. Amen? So we have to be very careful when it comes to money and power that we let God temper that through us. We don't try to control it because you can't. You cannot control power and money. You can give it away, right? You can help others with it, right? But you can't actually control power, right? Because God is the power. Amen? Not us. I am not knowledge. God is knowledge. I'm not truth. This is truth. I am not truth. I will never be truth. But God is always truth. God is power. And true wealth is in his word. Right? It's because the, you know, like a, I drive a truck for a living. A truck full of paper money can be worth nothing. Truckload of gold may not save you, right? But the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, faith in him will give you salvation that money can't buy. There's no president can buy. A dictator can buy, right? Can rob and steal. They can't steal what is free. So that's the enemy wanting everyone to chase after that. That those dollars or those pesos or whatever your money is worth, right? Instead of chasing after Christ. Amen? Following Jesus. So this is the problem here. Verse 20, with mankind, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, Who made the Rocky Mountains? Who made Mount Everest? Who made all the oceans? You say that's a big ocean. Well, that's just on top. That's the water on top, right? We're not talking about all the rest of the water, right? Being understood by the things that are made, even as eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. I don't see how anybody with an IQ over 10 can't understand that something outside of mom and dad made everything, right? Right. You gotta understand that God made everything. 21, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Neither were thankful, but because became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Okay, very critical spot right here in this chat. Right here. Very critical spot with each person in the history of the planet. And you always heard, if you've heard, I've heard it 1,000 times from Pastor Tony. You've got to be thankful. I don't care if you woke up and you fell on the floor, right? You thank God for waking you up. Amen? Amen, sister. Amen. Right? You thank him for everything, because it's a slippery slope here. Let's get into it. I'll break this down for you. Because that, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were they thankful. See, that's a problem. God wants that credit. There is no, God is my co-pilot. I've seen that on stickers. God is either in control of your life or you're letting the enemy control your life. Okay, there is no sharing power. You're not in control. You're letting the enemy lead you by the nose or you have Jesus' hand. That's it. Amen? So they glorified him. They didn't glorify him as God. They didn't give him any credit. And we all get angry when we do something for people, right? I'm okay with it, but a lot of times it gets upset because, they're all out doing great things in life, and I don't get no credit. I get upset. Imagine God, Almighty God, getting upset, right? You think I get upset, you should see the Father. Amen? See, they became vain in their imaginations and their foolish heart was darkened. It's luck, right? That's always a word, right? I fixed this. I did that, right? I can do it, right? I did that, right? We don't want to give God any credit. That's a slippery slope, right? You've seen the people skiing on ice or snow, right? A little bit goes a long ways, right? They go really fast. And as we get down through, I don't know if I'll finish this chapter this morning or not. We keep going. It's going to get faster and faster, and people's lives get worse. This is the breaking point. When you deny God anything good that he does for you, waking up out of bed, that you're out of money. Like David, right? He was in a corner. He was going to be killed. All those people in the Bible, what did they do? They always gave thanks. Amen? Because there is no way out. There's no money. There's no hope. All they had was hope in God. But see, God is enough. So this breakdown happens with mankind. Homosexuals, where do they come from? Why do people turn to crime? Why do people rape and murder? Because they deny the thanks to God for everything in their life. All you got to do to end up at the bottom, and Jesus took the keys to the bottomless pit. Don't forget that. There ain't no bottom. I don't know how far down a person can go. We don't know. And I don't want to find out. But Jesus took the keys to the bottomless pit. So that slippery slope down starts with denying what God did for you today. So you give him thanks for something to drink, for ability to walk, ability to stand, ability to breathe. I don't care what it is in life, you give God thanks. Amen? You don't, you're going to be in big trouble. So I'll try to get through this. I'm a little long-winded this morning. 22, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And this is the thing. We see people on TV, yes, I'm great. You give me all this power, like our politicians, right? I'm going to give everybody everything. Was it two chickens in a pot, right? So, right, they're just going to help fix everybody's problems. The problem is these people, right, they want the power. They can't handle it. They are not the power. Amen? We are not the power. Mankind has no, we are not the power. God is the only power. There is no other power. Amen? So they're professing themselves to be wise. Please vote for me. I will fix all your problems. I'll make all of your dreams come true. We hear it every election, right? But these people can't control power. They can't create something out of nothing, but Almighty God can for your life. I cannot. No one here can. No one watching this YouTube video can. But God can. Amen? He is the great I am, not us. Amen? 23, and they changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into image made like a corruptible man, into birds, into four-footed beasts and creeping things. There's a lot of, I love animals, but there is a lot of, I've got family that will treat their family, their animals better than me. And they don't want to hear no gospel, right? But they'll worship a dog or a cat or a snake or a bird or whatever, but not Jesus Christ. See, they're denying, that's what he's talking about. They're denying, right, Godhead. That real power they don't want. They want, you know, whatever it's pornography or they want drugs or they want, you know, the temporary high. Right, I'll win the lottery if I just keep playing or, think, you know, I mean, I'll just keep doing this or that or whatever. But they deny the power of Almighty God. See, it's that uncorruptible. See, they changed the glory of the uncorruptible. You cannot corrupt God. So power cannot be corrupted from God. So that's how you know when somebody is walking in righteousness or not. They're walking in truth or not. Right? Because a righteous man can't be corrupted in a prison cell. Paul wasn't. Peter was what, boiled in oil? These people weren't corrupted. So there's no reason any of us have to be corrupted. So stop, you know, bowing down and listening to all that nonsense. And trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And don't exchange God for something in this world like money, paper money. Can be worth nothing tomorrow. I don't care if you got a mountain of it. It can still be worth a penny. And won't buy you anything. So don't exchange. And that comes from not acknowledging God as power and control over your life. And all good things come from above. You know, it's not just some cheap words. Amen? 24, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanliness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Now we're going to get into homosexuality. So wherefore, because people did not want to accept God as power, as the boss, as truth, as righteousness, as love, as care, right? God will let you go. God will let us all go. We can walk too far. Now, I got some family And people I know, I don't know if they've walked too far or not. That's also the problem. I don't want to be judgmental. I don't know how if they've walked too far. Amen? I can't answer that for other people. I pray I haven't. I pray I make heaven my home. And that's what I'm focused on, is working on me. So I'm better every day, better man every day somehow. That should be our focus, is walking with Jesus and holding his hand and walking in righteousness more every day. Because when we do, we find out the world is slipping away. They don't think that they're moving, right? They're moving. They're going away. The world, though, as we know it, right, is slipping away day by day and taking billions of people with it. So God gave them to the uncleanliness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. So that's the problem. They're exchanging Jesus Christ, right, the Son of God, I don't know, with an idol. Whatever that might be, it might be food. It might be a job. It could be a car. I don't know what it is. It could be, you know, a church. There's people that go to church and treat it like an idol. They treat a pastor like an idol, right? I say, follow Jesus, don't follow me. Follow Jesus. Amen? So, I understand, follow me, but according to the scriptures. You hold me accountable to scriptures. Same with Pastor Tony. He's not speaking according to scriptures. You don't call in. Don't listen. Don't listen to anybody who is not teaching according to God's word. And not only teaching it, but are they walking in that righteousness? Don't listen to me if I'm double-minded. Like I said early in the service, the hardest thing in life to do is not be a hypocrite. It's not impossible. It just takes a lot of work, a lot of strength. So for this cause, God gave them over unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use and to that which is against nature. In other words, lesbians. And likewise also the man, leaving the natural use of the woman. So sex with a woman to bring about children, right? And see, this is another thing. Homosexuality does not bring forth life. So if you're not bringing forth life, right, you're destroying it. It's like the same thing with the Gospels. If you're not sharing the good news, right, you're helping to keep it down. So it's one way or the other. We got to pick a side, and we have to stick with that. Amen? So, due to the natural use of the woman burned in their lust, one toward another. Men with men working that which is unseemly. What that means is, man having sex with the man will not create a baby. Now, I don't care what test tube nonsense they're coming up with nowadays. All right? I'm sticking with Scripture. And receive in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meat. They have diseases that are brought about because of that. Right? The sin not only itself is a disease, but sin itself will bring about more diseases. Right? Whether prostitution or, you know, homosexuality, whatever, sin, you know, just kind of keeps going. It's that gift that keeps on giving and destroying. Amen? So 28, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate. Reprobate means perverse. Right, a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, which means are not, according to scripture, would be like Adam and Eve, they had sex and they had a baby. Okay, so what is convenient or not natural, right? In short here, it's men and women having sex, all right? So they didn't want that. They wanted what the, you know, the lies from the devil more than the truth, right? And this is the problem. God will let you go. God gave them over, see? God gave them over to a reprobate mind. God will let you go. And that's the thing. When you don't retain God in there, which that comes back to not giving him thanks. Amen? So when we give him thanks all the time, right, God will bless us, right? We will be more inclined to walk in newness of life and walk with righteousness when we're always giving him thanks. When we stay in his word, right, that becomes what goes on our mind, right? Out of the overabundance of the heart, our heart is here, the mouth speaking. Amen? But you've got to put the words inside for it to come out of your mouth. Right? If you don't put the word in, it won't come out of your mouth. The same garbage will come out of your mouth. So we have to put more of God's word in than what we see on TV. And that's also a problem because what we put into our mind ends up coming out of our mouth. So we need to watch what we, when we say watch our mouth, need to watch our mind. We accept a lot of stuff into our mind, music or TV, we should not, that are destructive to our soul, that keep the scriptures continually being perverted out here. See, when we don't watch what we do, what we listen to, we end up creating further damage to the gospel. All right, 29, almost done. Being filled with all unrighteousness. Oh, boy, there's a whole bunch of stuff here. Unrighteousness, fornication means, you know, sex with anybody and everyone. Okay? Wickedness, well, covetousness, maliciousness. Full of envy. I want your stuff, right? I want what you got. Murder, debate. You know, I want to fight with you all day. I don't want to fight with everybody all day. Just debate. You're wrong no matter what you say. So these people, right, don't walk with God. They debate about everything. The sky's not blue, right? It's not sun. The sun's not shining, right? They want to argue about everything. Deceit, deception. They lie to you all the time. Malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God. And see, all of this is not who God is. So this is really all... You can watch what comes out of people's mouth, and you know who they serve. It's not hard to figure out. So, you know what I mean? That's just a clear out of the overabundance of the heart, right? The mouth speaks. Backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things. What, there's not enough evil already? We got to invent more evil. I think some of our lawmakers are like that, and we let them go on. Well, we're not robbing people enough. Let's pass some more laws so we can fleece some people some more in the name of good, right, and do no good. See, this is the thing. There are inventors of evil out here, new ways, you know, new drugs, new, I don't know. Behavior. It's the same mankind that's born in sin, right? But they're inventors of evil things. Disobedient to parents. We're seeing, you know, a lot of anger and hate towards parents. Without understanding. So So if you study Proverbs really closely, right, in the beginning there, see, God is understanding. God is knowledge. God is wisdom. It's not in schools. That's who God is. You're not going to learn understanding, right, from school. I'm not saying stay home. I'm saying understanding, according to scriptures, I'll try to wrap this up. I know you got to go to work. Understanding that comes from God. Covenant breakers, right, breaking deals, breaking people's word. You promised me you'd help me. You promised. You know, how many promises have we made to God? See, every agreement we make, I don't care if it's a cell phone, a car, or you just get down on your knees and pray and you make a deal with God, it's all the same. It's all a deal with God. You're putting God in the middle. Amen? So covenant breakers without natural affection, you know, they can fake a smile, but there's nothing behind it. It's not honest. It's deception, right? Not natural affection. They don't have natural love or natural care for other people. Amen? Implacable, unmerciful. No mercy. Not interested in how sick you are, how poor you are. See, all these things are actually the opposite of who God is, right? Who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. And I'll teach people to do wrong. All right, inventors of evil things right there. So, you know, this not giving God thanks will end you up becoming everything you hate in life if you're not careful. And I don't care if you stub your toe, or you wreck your car, or you fall out of bed, or you just wake up, you thank God. I don't care what it is. That's bad. You still thank God. You study Psalms, like I was saying earlier. David was thankful for, I'd be panicked. Right? No way out in a cave, right? A whole army outside. Surrounded. But he gave God credit and he gave God thanks, and God was going to take care of it. So that's the faith you and I need to have if we're going to walk in newness of life and make heaven our home. Amen? All right, let us pray. Thank you, Father, for this morning service. And for your word, Father, in this chapter 1 of Romans, Father, always help us to be thankful. Encourage us to be thankful for you and all that you've ever done for us, Father. And Father, just continue to grow our little church, Father, and to help our outreach throughout the world, Father. We don't even know where all these messages are going, but Father, we are always thankful for any time that we can share your truth from God's word, from your word, Father, to each and every place on earth, Father, any way we can get it out. Keep Pastor Tony and his lovely wife, Libby, Father, healthy. Heal her dementia, Father. Father, heal my diabetes. Heal Deacon Terry's, his mind, Father. All these people on our prayer list, Father, all our families, especially those in our family that don't have Jesus Christ, your Son, as their Savior, Father. That a way may be made for all of these people and indeed all the unbelievers on earth, Father. A word could be spoken that they would accept your Son, Jesus Christ, as their Savior, Father. And Father, just continue to grow this little church and to help us to reach wherever it is that you would have us to go, whatever you would have us to say, and to do whatever it is that you would have us to do. And in Jesus' name I ask this to be done. Amen. All right. Praise God. God bless you all. And we'll be back here at we'll be back here at 6 o'clock Eastern. So until then, God be with you, keep you in the palm of his hands. All right, God bless.